This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. In the imagination, the West Texas cowhand or rancher is synonymous with rugged individualism. There's truth to the stereotype. A degree of self-sufficiency is a must in rural life, but so is neighborliness. Whether it's working cattle, pulling a well, or digging a grave, critical rural tasks require collaboration. That's doubtless true when it comes to conserving wildlife, which doesn't tend to recognize property lines. August 5th to 7th, the Trans-Pecos Wildlife Conference will bring together landowners and scientists to explore practical solutions for sustaining our region's wild creatures. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
The content is specifically designed to help landowners, but I don't think that it is limited to just people who own property. If you are interested in natural resource conservation, in wildlife, in plants and birds, then I think you'll benefit from being there.
That's Eliana Goodwin, Engagement and Activities Coordinator with Alpine's Borderlands Research Institute, or BRI. With the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and the Texas Wildlife Association, the BRI hosts the Trans-Pecos Wildlife Conference every 4 years. In a region where most land is privately owned, landowner stewardship shapes the fate of wildlife. And Goodwin says there are few local landowners who don't take that responsibility seriously. The conference, she says, is a chance for landowners to learn the latest in scientific research, to ask questions, and to compare notes on what's working.
Conservation can't happen without partnerships like these. That's the only way that we're going to get conservation done, because conservation doesn't just happen on a single property. It happens in this large interconnected landscape.
The conference begins the evening of August 5th with the Texas Big Game Awards Banquet at the Museum of the Big Bend on the Sul Ross State University campus. On the 6th, there's a full day of presentations in the university's Espino Conference Center. The first session opens with a panel discussion of a galvanizing issue, the Big Bend border wall. The discussion will reflect different viewpoints, Goodwin says. That's followed by a talk on New World screwworm. The parasitic fly, which has now been identified in the Trans-Pecos, is a scourge for cattle, but it also threatens wildlife here. Next, the McDonald Observatory's Stephen Hummel will discuss preserving the region's dark skies, and Sul Ross scientists will share their work in a research lightning round. The second session centers on big game. The scientists will report on trends in mule deer, pronghorn, and desert bighorn populations. Then it's Audad. These non-native wild sheep can edge out native big game, but they're now embedded in the local hunting economy and culture. The BRI's Justin French will talk about how to manage the impact of these adaptive and impressive creatures. A third session focuses on non-game animals, including black bears, which continue their recolonization of the borderlands. And the final session looks at habitat management, with a focus on grassland and riparian restoration. A reception that evening will give attendees a chance to network and ask follow-up questions, and the conference concludes Friday morning with field outings. Goodwin says the goal is to nurture community-wide engagement with conservation.
What we want people to get out of it is feeling connected to the landscape and to the other people who are working to conserve it, and to the idea that everyone has a part to play in conservation in our area.
Registration for the event ends at noon, July 31st. To register or for more information, search Trans-Pecos Wildlife Conference 2026. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. Thanks for listening.